السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته مستضيف الأخوان يسوس.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Ramadan, 1446, in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and most countries and parts of the world. Today is already the 12th of Ramadan. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, verses 27, 28, 29. Yesterday we completed the Waqiyatu Ifk, where the slander, vile allegation, accusation was leveled against Mother Aisha radiallahu anha and Sayyidina Safwan radiallahu anha. Almighty Allah exonerated them, 100% innocent, and forever, remember, this will be read in the Noble Quran, elevating the rank of Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Today's lesson has to do with our interaction with people, whether it is Muslim or non-Muslim, and Islam will always protect the rights of individuals. Today people speak of democracy, justice and freedom of expression. These are all hollow things. It only works for them. But when we speak about it, then they will tell you, no, that you Muslim, you're a terrorist, and so forth and so on. So the whole world has saw the hypocrisy and the double standards of the West. So today, chapter 24, Surah Nur, that is Radiance Effulgence, and starting point is verse number 27. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أي إيمان والو. Oh you who believe, oh you who attain faith. 89 different places Almighty Allah has used this phrase, and everywhere to elevate our rank and status. And wherever you find Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Almighty Allah will command us to do something or to prevent something. Remember that, because this iman, this faith in the inner recess of our heart, is the motivating force. Therefore you won't find a single place Ya ayyuha alladhina aslamu, oh you Muslims, no. So this iman will wake us up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, to read tahajjud and to make istighfar and dua. Like now, you can still make istighfar, and it's still suhoor time for you. Yeah, in the Gauteng region, Johannesburg and surroundings and so forth, you have still plus minus 5 minutes left. So now read Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Everybody should read. But your time has already expired. It's your Siyam, fasting time already in Durban. But for us, Gautengers and so forth, now still it's considered Suhoor time. So it's wonderful that we engage ourselves. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. Ya Allah, I ask you for forgiveness for my vices and sins, and I make tawbah. So istighfar is for the past and tawbah is for the future. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq, that divine guidance and ability. I don't return to that vices and sins of the past. In the future, I turn a completely around and a better ambassador, a better Muslim, better Muslimah. Look at the converse that you find only one place Allah addressing all the non-Muslims, irrespective of their denomination and their cult and faith and what have you. And that is in chapter 66, verse 7. Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru. O you non-Muslims who are sane and mature. Today, the day of justice. La ta'tadhirul yawm. Do not cite any excuses today. One place only, and that also to humiliate and disgrace them, and tell them this is what awaits them. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. And you will be punished according to your deeds, eternal doom, eternal gloom, and everlasting jahannam and the furnace. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. So what is the law this time? So Almighty Allah states, La tadkhulu buyuta, do not enter houses. Look at the word buyuta. Buyuta is the plural of bait. Bait means a yabitu fi, where you spend the night. You know, our bedrooms and so forth. So do not enter the houses where ghayra buyutikum, except your own houses. Whether it belongs to you or you are paying rental, but you know that is your house, that you have the keys to it, you have access to it. So there, your own house, you enter. But other people's houses, you can't enter there. Until hatta tastanisu, till you seek permission from them. You familiarize yourself with them. You introduce yourself to them. Look at the root letters there. Tastanisu ins. That you can't. You can't just say, it's me, it's me. That's not permissible in Islam. You must say, I'm so and so person. Hatta tastanisu wa tusallimu ala aliha. And if the people you are going to are Muslims, then you must greet them, the people of that house there. Say, Assalamu alaikum. Why? Assalam qabla al-kalam, hadith in Tirmidhi. So before Mishkat Sharif and Mustan Ahmad and various compilations, so before you start conversation and discussions, so make salam, Assalamu alaikum. And why do we make salam? Daytime, night, nighttime, afternoon time, anytime? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Awala adullukum ala shayin idha faaltumuhu tahababtum. Must I not show you that action, if you carry it out and implement it, it will bring about mutual love. Afshu salam abaynakum. Give currency to salam. Husband makes salam to your wife. Wife makes salam to your husband. Parents to children. Children to parents. You live in a house. The house will become a home. And the home will become Dar es Salaam. A home of peace, tranquility, serenity, where the salamity is descending, the mercy and the rahmah and the barakah and mercy and blessings are descending from Almighty Allah. Imagine Islam. So why? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innama ju'ila al-isti'zanu li-ajli al-basar. This importance and so much emphasized, you must take permission, is because of the eyes. You just barge in there, you catch that person in a compromising situation, position, and so forth, and your mother-in-laws, you can't just barge in your daughter-in-law's house or room and so forth without their permission. You say, no, it's my son's house, I can just go. All haram, all that. So remember that whether your daughter-in-law is there or not there, you can't go into her room without her permission. It's her privacy, it's her room. You can't be poking your nose there inside. So your mother-in-laws also, live and let live. Therefore, in this day and this age, I recommend that what? Best is from day one, keep them separate. When this woman starts fighting and arguing, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, then to address it and redress it and bring about peace is very difficult. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. That is best for you, so that you take heed, you take advice and admonishment. So imagine, Islam taught us all this more than 1400 years ago. Now I go to your house and you're not there, you're still in the masjid, or you're gone for a meeting, or you're gone overseas, I didn't know you've gone out. فَإِلَّمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا. So if you don't find anybody in those houses there, meaning the person you're looking for is not there. فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا, don't enter it. Don't enter it and don't peep through the windows and let me just check from here and there. All that is haram and unlawful in Islam. You can't invade and encroach on the privacy of others. So we need to be very clear. فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا, you can't enter. حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ, until permission and consent is granted to you. Now we say no, let me come inside. You're speaking to that person's wife, and now you say you will wait for him to come. So now you will be alone with her. For her to allow you inside is also haram. And for you to go there, إِيَّاكَ وَالْأَجْنَبِيَّاتِ, so for you to go inside the house where there is an ajnabiya, she got nothing to do with you, you got nothing to do with her, and you are strangers with one another, so remember, it's haram for you to enter. Therefore, you hear nowadays that who did the wife run away with? The husband's best friend. Today's Western world, satanic culture, they say you must be broad-minded. Welcome, welcome, sit down. And then they become friendly with one another. Then they become over-friendly. And then he gives her a peck on the neck. And then one thing leads to another. Let us play a little bit pedal. And then they start pedaling in bed and so forth. So that's how Quran says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, do not even go near fornication, adultery. That is how you will solve the problem. Not you allow them free access everywhere, and then when the problem happens, then you say, give everybody a condom and so forth. Your brains are in your condoms as far as we are concerned. So Islam teaches us, you must remember, the proper way of how to build a society and a community. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 32, do not even approach and go near fornication. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا, it is something obscene, indecent. Wasa asabila, a terrible path and a terrible road. So what does Almighty Allah teach us? Wa in qila lakum urji'u, and if it is told to you, return, go now, there's nobody here, you can contact us later on. Nowadays it's so easy with the cell phone and all that, plus the WhatsApp calls are free of charge. So the people don't even have an excuse nowadays. So when it is told to you, return, then farji'u, then you must return. Huwa azka lakum, that is purer for you, for all parties. Today, you know, when we meet non-Muslims, say at the airport or wherever, while we're traveling, or at home, so in their culture, it's so common, everybody will just take out their hand and want to shake hand. So now the female, who's a total stranger, she also will take out her hand. So we will say, no, we don't allow physical contact with the opposite gender, you see. So why? ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنْ, that is purer for your heart and for her heart as well. That is how you build a pure and a chaste society. First shake your hand, then start smiling, then make eye contact, then exchange, you understand, cell numbers, and then have a cup of tea and coffee, and then the chemistry starts working. Shaitan comes there, لَا يَخْلُوَنَّ رَجُلٌ مِمْرَأَةٍ إِلَّا وَثَالِثُهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ, whenever there is a strange male, strange female, and they are in private there, so you, the third party, will be there with you, and then he will incite you towards all these vices. Hadith Sahih, authentic hadith, in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Wallahu bima ta'maluna alim, and Almighty Allah is all knowing of all your deeds and all your actions, whether in public or in private. Now we have to go to airport, we have to go to the bank, we have to go to the post office. South Africa, the post office also passed away. So you must remember, we have to go to public places, you have to go to the library. So many places you have to go. Then what? Almighty Allah addresses that. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ, there is no sin upon you. أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتَا, you enter those buildings and those places. غَيْرَ مَسْكُونَا, that are uninhabited, that people don't really live there. fiha mata'un lakum, and there is some goods of yours there. There is some benefit of yours there. So now airport, we have to go to catch the flight. You don't have to take permission when you enter. Similarly, the public places, you just walk inside there. You don't have to seek permission from anybody. So there is benefit for you. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tubdun wa ma taktumun, and Almighty Allah knows everything that you expose and everything that you conceal in the darkness of the night or in the brightness of the day. So everything is known to Almighty Allah. His knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing, and nothing is hidden and obscure from him. Now imagine so much respect Allah has given to individuals and to families. We cannot erode their rights and invade their privacy. So remember, you see today, they just come in and tell you we can do as we please. All that is totally unacceptable from an Islamic perspective. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Enough about that. Today, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, is the 11th of Ramadan Mubarak, 1446. We present to you the news, views, and interviews. So, trillions of dollars lost in the US. Four multi-billionaires who were there for Trump's inauguration, they lost hundreds and hundreds of thousands and millions. You must remember that. Trumpeting away. And in Ontario, I've been there to Canada. So that premier day, he fixed Trump up. He said, you want to play the game? We play the game. So then he said, we're going to charge so much for 3 cities in America. So Trump had to pull back quickly. You see that? So China is reacting. Canada is reacting. Other countries are showing, you don't come and invade our privacy, our policy. Go to hell. That is what the Iranian president told him. Well done to the Iranian president for telling Trump, go to hell. You don't come and dictate to us and so forth. In Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, the police raided the bookshop right next to Masjid al-Aqsa for the second time and confiscated 30 or so books, some of them written by the Israelis. They say it incites violence. But your whole system is inciting violence. You can steal our land, steal our orchards, our farm, steal our homes, steal everything. And then you are not violent. The biggest terrorists on earth today are America and Israel. They promote state terrorism. Therefore, anybody harms them, for Israel, America, Muslim, non-Muslim, communist, socialist, atheists, we will support them. Houthis, remember, some of them are Sunni, some of them are Shia. Already they said, we prepare to strike any ship coming into the Red Sea, and it is American, British, or Indian, or Israeli, we will attack you. Come on, you must come. Lift all that blockade of Gaza, and open the doors for humanitarian aid, and so forth. Well done to the Houthis. We support you on that score. The protesters blocked main roads in Tel Aviv. They said, seal the deal, bring back the hostages. So starting to launch services in India. So that is, you know, Musk. Musk is catching a good hiding that they are hacking his websites. Whether it is, you must remember, the Tesla, or whether it is the other one, Starlink or whatever, and whether it's X and so forth. So remember, pro-Palestinians, well done. Anybody harms him for Musk, or for Trump, or for any of these haramis, we will support you 100%. Look at the murderers, Israel. They murdered thousands of people in the past 80 years approximately. And yesterday they martyred and murdered 4 people there in the West Bank. They killed 8 people or 9 people there in Gaza. And one story, they got, these are terrorists. But you are the biggest terrorist. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, inshallah. The proposed ceasefire has become a reality as far as Ukraine is concerned. They have accepted everything. So the Russians there, they are not there. But America is there. Saudi Arabia, the puppets are there in Jeddah. They want to take the credit. If you want to know about Saudi mentality and Saudi politics, just praise them, they'll like you. Criticize them, and they'll hate you. You must remember that. I've been to so many conferences. Quickly, I tell you a story. So they told us we're going to meet the king, King Abdullah. So nobody must wear, from you foreigners, red scarf. You know, they wear the white robe, the white kurta, and the red scarf. So you must not wear red scarf. So King Abdullah must know that the Saudis will wear the red scarf, and you must wear white or whatever. So we had one guy from Africa. You know, we were the ulama from Africa. Invited, I was invited with Allah's help. So this one guy, he came with a suit and tie. He's a proper sheikh. He came with a suit and tie, you see. They said, they told us, we mustn't wear red scarf. Me, I showed them. So I came, he came with a suit and tie. And then, not in front of King Abdullah, he was gone. Then our conference started, and then he had to make input. He said, you Saudis, you are the biggest racists on this earth. Therefore, our black students from Africa, they don't like to study here in Jamia Islamia in Medina and Jamia Tul Imam there in Riyadh and so forth, because you treat the black students as, you know, thieves and crooks. And he let them have it when they didn't know where to put their faces. One of the organizers came to me afterwards. Said, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, why you don't speak to him? How can he speak like this to us and so forth? But they could not take him on, because he didn't fear. He told them, go to hell if you don't invite me for a conference again. And he spoke the truth. I must say that. So you must remember, that is Saudi politics and mentality. You just praise them and you talk. You see, so all this hosting this conference, they know that now it will be said that the ceasefire has been accepted by Ukraine and by America, will put the proposal to Putin. Putin accepts it, so Trump gets the credit, and then MBS and the Saudi regime gets the credit. So Trump says no more 50% tariff for Canada, for temporary, let's see what happens and so forth. Yesterday they sent emails to who? To the workers in America, in the government offices. They said tomorrow, yesterday, you have to leave work, clear your desk, everything by 6 p.m., and from Wednesday, today, you must not report to work at your office. You finish up your work till whatever time you are told, and 21st March or end of March or whenever, and you are fired, basically. So imagine, this is Trump, and this is Musk trumpeting away. They're heading for a civil war, inshallah. And now there's a guy from Philippines, Duterte. And what he did, he was taking on the drug guys. And he said, shoot first, and then we speak. You know, in Afrikaans, they say, pitskit. You Durban guys, you don't know Afrikaans, you know. You'll make a mess of Afrikaans. Dames en Here means ladies and gentlemen. Junaid Mota. So this guy came from Durban. He can't say Dames en Here. He said, Dame is here. They read like that, you see. So if you are a quick guy with a gun, trigger happy, they call you pitskit, you see. So he was a pitskit. Hey, just shoot them. So now they took him to The Hague, you must remember, and the International Criminal Court, and now they're going to try him. But for all these Americans and Israelis and British, nobody is hauled in front of them, all haramis. So the Balochistan, big problems there. You must remember, Pakistan has lost favor with Afghanistan, with India, big trouble with Iran also. So now somebody hijacked the train, more than 400 passengers. And just now, 4 o'clock news, BBC, I heard that 100 of them have been rescued. The others are unknown. So the battle still rages on there. Violence, sexual violence on French public transport. A woman is not safe in the trains and everywhere else. They're harassing them. Majority of the women, that is your French values. That is your Western values. It stinks from Paris to Washington to Tel Aviv, you haramis. And a Ukraine drone hits Russia. Today, South African news is the budget. So if there's going to be increased, then MK, President Zuma, says that Dan Khandi Papa does. We're going to bring South Africa to a standstill. Standstill, that is what he says. Or Cyril says, twice he tried two diplomatic channels to contact Trump. but Thumb was not available, meaning that he snubbed him. He told him, go to hell, I'm not interested in you. And now you must remember, South Africa is sending out signals that we are not anti-American and so forth and so on. So today will be Mufti Farhan Karani, 8:30 to 9, inshallah. Then Bless of Marriage, 11 to 12. And thereafter, 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, it's Wednesday. After Zohar, du'as are accepted, as mentioned by Imam Bukhari in his work, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, cry to Allah, suhoor time, sehri time, iftar time, and Wednesday afternoon. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimeen, wa man walahum. Ya Allah, you decimate and dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, and all those who are assisting them, decimate, destroy them, if there is no hidayat and guidance for them. Ameen, ameen. Barakallahu feek, wa salim kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.